Good morning. Welcome to the M25 show. My name is Steve.
My name is Eddie.
And we are the M25 show, Eddie. What do you think about that?
That's it, huh? Two-man team.
Two-man team. Yep. It's like the old WWF tag team champions.
Can't tag anybody in, huh?
Nope. We can't tag nobody in. It's just us two.
It's just us.
We're our own Royal Rumble. Oh, goodness. Well, it's a nice day today, Eddie.
Yes, it
is. Feeling good today, you know?
Yeah, every day we're alive, we feel good.
Every day we're alive, we're good. Yep. Eddie, do you ride a bicycle, Eddie?
I haven't in a long time, but yeah, I used to ride back in the day.
Yeah? Do you like fat bottom girls?
Yeah. Like any kind of girl.
Wait a minute. Alyssa's supposed to be here? Holy mackerel. I just got a text from Alyssa. I thought she was off today.
Forgot about her.
Hold on. Sorry, folks. One of our co-hosts. I thought she was off today. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I thought we were all supposed to be back today.
Or I don't know what's going on.
Supposed to be here today.
You see, I try to do the right thing. What happens? Let me find our girl here. Oh, yeah. I apologize. Let me see. Do you think one day you could play a different intro song? One day. We've been playing different intro songs for the... How many intro songs have we played, Eddie? We've changed it up so many, it's too ridiculous. We should only have one.
Too many over the years.
Yeah, Lee, who is that anyway? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the link and send it to...
Send it to our other host?
Yes. Send it. Yeah, I thought Alyssa was supposed to be off today, so I didn't send her the thing. Who is that anyway, Eddie?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah, you know what? Back in the day, I used to ride a bike quite a bit.
But yes. Then,
got married, and I used to ride a little bit when I got married, and then all of a sudden we just quit.
What so, kind of bike did you ride, Eddie?
I had a mountain bike.
Okay.
A mountain bike.
Okay. Here's a question. You had a mountain bike and it had gears on it, right?
Yeah, I had gears.
Okay.
Going up hills, it's much easier. With gears.
Okay. Imagine riding a bike with no gears.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were kids, like, you know, me and you, when we were kids, we got like BMX bikes or whatever.
BMX bikes? Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the gears and nothing like that, you know?
Right.
So, let me see. Where the hell is Alyssa at?
Yeah, I remember riding down to the park. Probably a good 5 miles. Right down to the park, and then, you know, ride the... They had like a... I guess it was like a BMX track.
Yes.
There. And we would go down there and ride. Hi, Alyssa.
Oh, my God. Eddie, I'm sorry. I know you're getting deep into your conversation about your childhood, but...
Lord. I thought I got fired.
I was just talking to you, and I said, hey, you're off this week again, right?
No, you said... Yeah, I meant off of... I thought you meant off of work. And you said you're doing the show, and I said yes.
Oh, man. You sound like a lot of girls I dated in the past. They turned my words around.
You
and
hear what you want to hear.
Oh, my God.
Failure to communicate.
God, look at me and Eddie are matching today.
We're matching.
Oh, here we go with the twinsies.
Yay!
No wonder you guys are on each other's side. Here, we're doing something. Let's do this. There we go. Listen, you feel better now? Okay, there we go.
Welcome back.
So, I was like, thank you. I was like thinking like, oh. And I got a notification that you guys were live. And I'm like, oh, they forgot about me.
Yeah, because Steve had told me last week that he's like, well, we'll all be back together next week. So I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I could have sworn on my message. I'm going to have to go read it again.
Sorry.
Because I counted the things like, okay, I think this is the third. I thought you said the third Thursday. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be on top of it this time.
It's the third Saturday that I have off. So it happened to be that the third Saturday was the second Thursday, if that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Because the first was on a Saturday.
So you definitely sound like women I dated in the past. You're confusing. Very confusing, Eddie. I don't understand.
Yeah.
We were talking about bicycles and fat bottom girls.
Okay.
We like them both.
the girl eating the bicycle feet, or is that
what? No, we're talking about bicycles. Because the guest we're having on is I was telling Eddie, it's a bicycle crew.
Okay.
I didn't know this, but there's crews out there. Like, I guess people, they get, like a little crew, they get a name and they all ride bikes together and they cruise around the wherever. Right. They pick somewhere to go. They take right. little trips and all that, and they all ride in groups.
Like a car club.
Yes, like a car club. And there's a lot of them, and I didn't know about this stuff. I thought it was very interesting.
I see bikers, like where I used to live in Placentia, I would see them, like a group of them riding, but I didn't know it was a bike gang.
Are they riding like fancy bike? That's not 10 speeds,
no,
right?
They're like riding, not decorated bikes, like a car club, but I mean, they're riding normal bikes, like mountain bikes or whatever they ride, 10 speeds.
Those bikes yeah. that the cyclists wear.
Or yeah, ride. Cycling bikes. And they all wearing this matching shorts and shirts.
Actually, like, on my way to work.
Biker shorts.
On my way to work, I drive by a place that's called, that I think it's a one of those clubs, but they have a coffee shop. It's like a whole shop, and then
they have one of those, I think, in Fullerton too.
Yeah, it's like a coffee shop, and then mm-hmm. bikers get together there, and I guess they meet up there, and then they take off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I didn't know about this. Shit, I guess.
Where do they go? What's your goal? Where would you like to go today?
The farthest
I've ridden. Do they go to the beach?
I've ridden to the beach. That's the longest I've ridden from where I live to the beach. It's excruciating.
But did you have gears on your bike?
Yeah.
I don't think these guys have gears on their bikes, though. The bikes that they ride, they're like these fancy. They look like beach. They look like mountain bikes.
Beach cruisers?
They look like a cross between a mountain bike and a BMX bike. They're kind of like.
So they're like off-road bikes or something.
Yeah, but they don't have the. It's only the one pedal.
They don't
There's
have
a pedal.
Gears?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
The gears are normally on the.
Maybe they're electric, Steve.
Handled. I don't know.
Maybe they're electric.
I'm pretty positive. Because I looked at the bikes.
That's the guess when they come on.
I'm pretty positive, Eddie. I'm pretty positive. Like I said, I know one of the guys, and he tells me, "Hey, we're going on this bike ride. It's like 80 some miles or something." Like 80 miles? I'm like, what the hell? I can't even drive 80 miles.
Yeah, 80 miles is quite a bit on a bike.
And think about it, you're riding
but
a bike.
Are they driving like 40, and then they're resting, eating, or doing whatever, and then coming back with another 40?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Of course they're taking a break.
Maybe
still.
They drive down to like San Clemente or I'm like, I want to know where do you drive? Where do you go? Is there a certain place? Yeah. Is there a certain place you go? Do you pack a lunch? Do you, I got questions.
Good Lord. Yes, comes back as he's ready to rock.
Use that Domino's app where they bring the food to you, wherever you're at. What's it called?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The pizza tracker or whatever it's called.
They bring the pizza to where you're at.
I'm more concerned about that. Right? I don't care if you take a break, but they don't have the little the gears on. So, when your legs get tired, you can put it on the easy one. And they don't have that shit.
That's why I said it might be electric where they pedal. Yeah. You know, like the old mopeds where you could pedal and give it gas.
Oh, come on. Come on, Eddie. Because you're telling me these bikes, I don't know what you call them, bike clubs or whatever. You're telling me they're riding with, okay, wait a minute. Where somebody's watching on YouTube that says some of them have gears, not all. Hmm. Okay, well, I'm worried about the ones that don't have gears. Because it hurts my legs thinking about it. If they're going on a 90-mile trip, it hurts my knees thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
It would hurt my butt.
A long ways.
Well, talk about eating the seat, Alyssa. You don't need a bike because
I need like a beach cruiser seat.
The one that says comfy buns.
Yeah, the one that's huge.
The big seat.
Yeah, I don't want my bicycle seat to be my thong.
Oh boy. Yeah, that would start to hurt, because some of them.
Yeah.
I hope these guys have bigger seats than.
But some of the shorts that the riders wear, like the
have
they have cushions in them, pads in them.
Yeah.
So it's not.
And And when they're pedaling, they're not supposed to be sitting on the bike.
You're not supposed to be sitting on the bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they only sit on the bike to, like, rest.
Who are you talking about? We're not talking about Olympic riders. We're talking about guys that just cruise on their bikes.
Oh, regular Joes.
Yeah. I'm sure they sit on the seat.
To rest.
Could you imagine standing up for that many, many miles?
That's like a jockey. It's like a jockey. Yeah. He doesn't sit on the horse. He just...
Eddie, you know what? These guys aren't riding horses, Eddie. They're riding bikes. My God. Here we go.
The seat's not made to sit on, basically.
Yeah. What do you mean it's not made to sit on?
Made to rest.
Yeah.
When you stop...
Okay,
when you stop pedaling. Yeah, you know when you stop pedaling and the bike just cruises? That's when you sit down.
Okay, wait a minute here. I don't know. What do you guys ride in the Olympics? You don't sit on the seat and then pedal and just kind of just take it easy? Or do you have to stand up like you're 16 years old?
Sometimes if you want to go fast, you have to stand up and pedal fast.
Eddie, listen. These guys are in a group. I'm sure they're not racing. I would imagine. You know what? I don't know. I'm just insinuating that they're just in a group and they're just going. I don't see anybody out fucking huffing and puffing trying to be number one. I mean, they're just cruising.
They take 8 hours to go 80 miles.
Yeah, they act like they're riding a horse. Hey, listen, you okay?
No.
My darling, are you all right?
What is Vegas is what?
I have this ugly cough and I don't know why.
300 miles, it takes 4 hours, but that's in a car.
Yeah.
Okay, now Eddie, you're getting out of. What are you talking about riding to Vegas? These guys ride a bike, Eddie. They don't ride a horse. They don't ride a dong. They ride a bike. Okay. Listen to me, Eddie.
I hear you.
In honor of these our guests coming on, they're called Los Fatsos, and their logo is they ride to eat. I think that's a brilliant logo.
So that's their goal. That's probably where they meet.
Hector says most rides are 20 miles, but some crews like VMX Goonies ride 100 miles.
See, 100 miles. Look at that. Okay, well, 20 even 20 miles. Holy moly.
20 miles is quite a distance, too. That's
Eddie, when's the last time you even thought of 20 miles? Just, did you even drive 20 miles?
No, at work is like 7 miles.
Okay, imagine riding, let's see. When I hear about these 80 miles, that's like riding here to... How far is San Diego from
miles.
LA County or Orange County?
About 200 miles. Maybe less.
Is it 200?
Yeah.
No.
LA's 30, I think.
LA's 30.
Okay, I can see there's a
couple... San Diego's like 2 hours, so yeah, it's about...
Okay, hold on a second. I'm not trusting anybody that's talking about riding horses when we're talking about bikes. Our guests are in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. Nobody can see him yet, but I can see them. Let me see here. The Prez. I see you. Nobody can see you yet, but is from Orange County or LA County to San Diego 200 miles? Can you nod yes or no? It's not. Now, who the hell is saying it's 200 miles from...
It's about 200.
Alyssa, are you going to second this?
It's 81 miles.
Okay, you guys are out of control.
That's far. 80 miles.
200 miles. That's like Vegas. How much is Vegas?
Vegas is like 400 or something.
Oh, is it 400?
I thought.
A little over 300. 300-ish.
229 miles.
There you go. I was closer than all. There's one thing about this show, M25 show. Do not ever take our advice on mileage.
Imagine riding from here to San Diego.
No,
I get on a bike.
Eddie's thinking San Diego.
I don't know. I'm on a ride from here to the corner.
I thought San Diego was farther.
I'm already tired. Damn, I'm already tired. Let me see here. 4:20. That's why she's coughing. Alyssa. Oh wow. Oh, I was just kidding, Alyssa. Alyssa just took off. Okay. Okay, she'll be back. Let's see what happens. It is 4:20 today. And I wonder if here she comes. Okay, so we're gonna get our guest out. It's time. Alyssa, you know what?
I figured it out. I thought that was weird.
Don't be mad, Alyssa.
I'm not mad. No, honestly, my cough is just some random cough. I have no idea where it came from. Mm-hmm. You know, I was at the ER and I don't know if I got sick when I was at the ER. It's weird.
Well, it's a good thing you look nice.
We met the Goonies. That must be a...
The Goonies?
Another club?
I don't know. Oh. Well, let's bring our guest out, and I'm sure they'll tell us about everybody. Here we go. We got... okay, well, it looks like we got nicknames, because Los Fatsos, we got two members of Los Fatsos bike crew. We got Bones, and we got the Prez. Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing?
Oh, my.
It's going. How you doing?
Hello.
First of all, before I introduce everybody, is your arm tired over there, Bones? You were holding that sign up for about 10 minutes. You say, man, this guy's forearms must be humongous.
Hey, I'm all right. I do all right.
All right. And then we got the Prez here. Hello, Prez. How are you? Okay, your mic is muted, Prez. Can you unmute your...
Yeah, we're good now.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, we got Alyssa here in the middle. We got Eddie to the right, and I'm Steve. We're the M25 Show. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Were you guys listening to any of this conversation?
Yeah. Funny.
Okay. What is going on? Okay, these two maniacs up here thinking San Diego's 200 miles away.
Not me. That was Eddie.
Oh, here we go. Everybody's stabbing each other in the back.
Well, all I heard was a seat being a thong. Yeah.
Riding a horse.
Okay, hey, Prez, the seat. Do you guys sit on the seat, or do you stand up like Eddie claims the whole ride?
Well, you got to give your ass... Oh, sorry. You got to give it a rest here and there, you know, when you're riding, do some miles like Bones does. You know, you just got to... After a while, it does get a little tiring. So you just got to stand up and just stretch out the butt cheeks, and you're good.
Yeah, you can't sit on the bike. You can't sit on it the whole ride, Steve.
Well, you guys don't like ride fast, right? If you wanted to, you could sit on the seat and just pedal along with everybody, couldn't you? Or are you going that fast?
No. What's the average speed, Bones? 15.
15, 16 miles per hour.
Yeah. God damn.
What's the average size of a bike ride? Like, how many people?
Oh, it usually depends. I mean, SoCal Clunkers, they got a pretty good turnout every Monday. You get about 100 people out there.
Yeah, about 100 riders, yeah.
About 100. The BMX Goonies, that's where only certain people go to, because they ride fast, they ride hard.
Yeah, so you get a good crowd, maybe about 30, and that's where you separate the men from the boys, man. Okay.
This guy's
a hardcore, man. Yeah.
You guys
stop
traffic?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Eddie. So when he just said you separate the men from the boys, that's kind of like me, these other two maniacs, right? When we're talking about distance.
Something like that.
Pretty challenging. They're just an amazing group of guys, man. I mean, they ride in. And they put themselves in a lot of... You know, they put themselves to challenge themselves to be better. I mean, climbing hills in a single gear. I mean, that gets tough, you know, because it's easy to have gears when you're climbing hills and all that. These guys could do it on a single gear with no problem, man.
Jeez.
Yeah. We were talking, Eddie and Alyssa. We're talking. I saw pictures of a lot of bikes from whoever I follow on Instagram and stuff. And a lot of the bikes, I don't see any gears on them. But somebody on whoever's watching on YouTube said that some of them do have gears, but I haven't seen any myself.
Yeah, no, a lot of people have different types of bikes. One of our guys, he's got a mountain bike, and then he's got a regular single speed. So it all really depends on the mood you're in, but at least the bikes I own, they're just all single gear.
And before Alyssa's got questions, and so does Eddie, but are these seats big enough so, like, if somebody's riding and they're kind of big, the seat don't get lost? I mean, is there comfy seats, or are they the little ones?
There's all kinds of seats out there. There's seats for big people like me. I'm considered a big guy, you know? And that's our slogan, Los Fatsos, you know? I mean, hey, you know, I consider myself a big guy. I'm a 250, 260, and I ride comfortable with my seat.
Is it big?
Huh?
Is it a big seat? Or, I mean, I don't want to get personal, but I mean, is the seat big, little?
average statement. You know, I don't want, it's, to me, I like, you gotta look good with the bike. You can't have a big seat and just have this small frame bike. Driving a Cadillac, man.
So if you have, you have to, the seat has to match the bike. The, it's got to look 100%. Sharp.
Yeah, that's me, man.
So like, let's say like if one of us is riding, we have a big ass or something. It's oh well. It's oh well. You sit on that thing, and if it hurts, it hurts. You just got to look good, right?
Yeah, it's got to look good, man. It's got to look good.
All right, let's see. You got some questions for Los Fatos?
Yeah. How long have you guys been riding? How long have you guys been a group?
Both.
Well, that's a question for you. I'm the newest member.
Man, you guys sound like our show. You don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, you act like I asked but you how long you've been married or something. You never know that.
I've been with the crew almost a year.
Yeah, a little over a year. You know, it's just three big guys just like, hey, we're dealing with a lot of health issues, you know. All these things, you know, hey, we got to do the changes, you know, getting older, you know, just getting to that age where just weight just doesn't come off no more. Just dealing with the weight problem, blood pressure, cholesterol and all that. So we all had a bike. I mean, we all had mountain bikes. So we was like, hey, let's start riding. Let's start riding. Like, yeah. So we started riding it. We did our first ride, we did like 8 miles and we were dying, man. Just dying. And we were so excited for those 8 miles, like, oh my God, you know? And I was bragging about it to everybody. Hey, I just did 8 miles. Oh, good job, you know?
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, just little by little, we just started getting out there and we heard about the ride outs that they were having during the weekdays. And we went out and we checked it out and it becomes addicting, you know, just you enjoy it. It's just a lot of fun, you know, to get out there to mingle with all these people that are into the things that you're doing, man. And it's just awesome, you know. I enjoy it because you know, you work during the week really hard, and just to get out and ride your bike, man, it just feels great, man. It's awesome to feel that, man. It's like a stress relief.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. You guys are, you're into this thing. And before I move on, for Alyssa, another question. Do you guys know a Hector Luzanilla?
Luzania.
Or Ed Lovato? Oh, it's a Goonie?
Yeah, he's a Goonie.
Okay.
And Ed Lovato,
he's a Goonie.
Okay, so you guys are just talking. Goonies don't mess around, right?
Hey, no, Ed Lovato.
They're hardcore.
Lovato's crazy.
Hardcore, yeah.
Lovato's crazy.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, hello, Goonie. You crazy Goonie.
There's a different Goonie that's much crazy. This dude rides everywhere.
I gotta laugh because, I mean, that's a cool name, but when I was little, when I was a kid, you know how when you're little, your families, they have sayings and... They have sayings that only you guys know. Mm-hmm. Well, we used to call our butts Goonies. So every time I hear Goonies, before even the movie came out, and so I think when you say a crazy Goonie, that's I don't know. I just laugh amongst myself.
Crazy ass.
Crazy asses. There you go. Yeah,
I just think of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely, Ed. Ed, he's a cool dude.
Awesome.
When he gets on his bike. You just better keep up.
Eddie, you got a question for the guys?
And do you guys also collect bikes or do you guys just ride? I mean, because there's a swap meet, like bike swap meet where close to where I live, and it has a pretty good turnout, but I think it's a bunch of collectors or people just looking for some kind of part. Do you guys collect bikes?
Well, trying to get some older bikes, but the bank account is
pretty. Hey, that's what I like, honesty. There you go. Hey, not everybody's made of money, right?
What's the average price of a BMX bike today?
That's good expense.
Good question. What if we wanted to get a bike? We wanted to go ride with the Fatsos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to get a bike that's, you know, we don't want to look like we just rode out of You know, we want to look like we belong. So a nice bike, how much would it cost us to a bike that you would think would be fitting for a starter but looks sweet?
My guess is a grand.
Grand would be like a nice bike, but
a thousand?
Also, it also depends on the size. I mean, from a 24-inch, that one probably starts at $300-$400 up to the 29-inch bikes. Those are about a grand to $1,200, even
what
more.
What about a tricycle for Steve?
There we go.
200.
Okay, when you talk about inches, okay, we might want to bring Alyssa in here. Okay, Alyssa, what does that mean? Is that the tire size, or what do you think that means?
That's the size of the frame, size. The size of the frame. So when you sit on the bike, from the I'm assuming this from the seat to the pedal is what the inches are. So depending on how long your legs are, that's. I don't know. As a kid, I used to get on the bike and sit on the seat, and if I could touch the curb, the bike was good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Is that what the Los Fatos do? They get a bike and go outside on the curb, and if they can touch, is that how you guys figure it out, or no? It's different today?
No.
I don't know.
See if it holds our weight.
So is the inches, is that what it is? Or is it I thought it would be the wheel size.
Well, it is the wheel size, but you also have different size frames. I have two bikes. One frame is slightly longer than the other, maybe by 4 inches.
Okay.
But you definitely feel it once you get on the bike. Looking at it, you can't really tell, but once you start riding it, you can definitely feel the difference. Especially when you're on the handlebars, that depends on how far your reach is and all that. So.
What do you personally ride?
I ride 29er.
Mountain bike?
20. Mountain bike, yes I do. And I do have two SD bikes. One's a short frame and one's a regular frame on that. Yeah, but they're all three bikes are 29ers. I like it. I just feel comfortable with it.
Okay.
So Eddie, you know how you say mountain bike? Okay, one of the bikes, because I look at it and it looks like a mountain bike, but that also it looks like a cross between. I mean, I called them dirt bikes back in the day, but it looks like a cross between a mountain bike, and it doesn't have gears, and it looks kind of like a little flashy, like a BMX bike type thing.
A mongoose.
Yeah, what would you call those bikes? That are not mountain bikes, or but they're the cross. Is there a name for those, or BMX bike? Is it a mountain bike? What is it actually called?
For the most part, they're all BMX bikes.
Oh, interesting. I guess the Prez went to go get his bike. Oh, there he is. Yes, damn, he couldn't wait. Yeah. Oh, for the, you know what I do have here, guys. Whoa. Look at what I got.
Oh, look at that's a nice bike.
Look at this.
Uh-huh.
I'm representing the Los Fatos with the t-shirt that they proudly gave me, so thanks guys. I'm not riding to San Diego in this sucker though, but what I will do is I'll ride to my mailbox and get the mail. How's that?
Hey, that's good enough. That's a starter.
There you go. Let me just like the press said, he rode 8 miles the first time and he thought he was ready for the gold medal.
Yeah.
I got a question for the Prez. Now that you've been riding for a little while, what is an average mile span now, and you're okay with it without being too exhausted?
I'm good with 30.
Oh,
30 damn. Miles?
Yikes. 30 miles, yeah. We actually last year back in September, my other two buddies, Ivan and Ed, we did that 50-mile bike ride from Rosarito to Ensenada. And that was pretty tough, right? Because you put hills on there, man, and, you know, those hills kill you, man.
But I can imagine.
I did that with my mountain bike because that has gears, man. Now, you know, it's wonderful to have gears where you're climbing mountains and all. So
yeah.
We did 50 miles on that. That was wonderful. So I'm good with that, yeah. I feel that I could push myself a lot more, but, I mean, talk about a savage, man. That's Bones right there, man. He just did Santa Barbara to LA. Beginning of when was that, Bones?
That was what, like a couple months back.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I got to jump in here, guys.
He's still sore.
hey, Bones doesn't. He doesn't do this stuff where like he'll ride and maybe halfway he'll pull around the side of like a restroom and somebody else will jump on with long hair and then ride about 10 miles and then he'll meet him down the road. You don't do that stuff, do you?
No.
I do it. I can't. Alyssa, what did he mean? You could ride that far?
No.
That's you know, incredible.
At the gym, I used to ride the bikes, but that's a stationary bike. But
totally different.
It's different. Totally different because I've done it. I've rode a beach cruiser like at the beach, 6 miles, and I was like, oh my god, kill me now.
Someone pick me up.
Yep. Can I call someone to pick me up? I don't want to ride all the way back. Yeah.
Alyssa, you got another question for the guys?
So you said that you guys do like during the week, and is it like a whole bunch of different bike clubs that come together? Is it just you guys? Do you guys go on your own a lot, or like how often do you guys ride? Once a week, or is it more than once a week? No,
there's a bunch of different rides, but let me see. Right now we have Cherry Tuesdays. They started doing little Sunday Funday ride outs from right here from Whittier Pico area, and let me see, you got the BMX Goonies. They do theirs every Wednesday out in NoHo. You have SoCal Clunkers, they do it every Monday. 4130, they do it on Thursdays.
What is 4130? Is that like really crazy?
That one gets a nice little turnout.
No, but what does it mean? What is 4130?
4130, it's
the address of the president.
Yeah. Yeah, the president knows that one a little bit more.
President, what is 4130?
Is it that the type of frame or steel that they use for the bikes, or is it something like that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, back in the day, but they ended up making it a crew.
Okay.
So yeah, they're pretty big.
4130, huh?
4130.
Now, are the majority of these bikers all guys, or is there also females?
Oh no, it's everything from kids to the oldest.
Like whole families.
yeah, most definitely. I mean. What was it? Maybe a few weeks back, there was an older guy that was surfing his bike.
What do you mean surfing?
Literally surfing his bike.
Standing on it, like
standing on it, foot in the handlebars.
Oh man,
surfing it.
Okay, so you know what, this shit's hard enough already, and you got people surfing and
fancy, right, handstands. I can ride with no hands. Look, Mom, no hands.
Everybody does that. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
Let me see. 4130 chromoly metal used. What the heck does that mean?
For the chrome alloy.
Oh, what is it, Eddie?
Chrome alloy, I think.
Chrome alloy? Is that what he's trying to spell? Is that how you spell it?
Chromoly.
Chromoly.
What is it supposed to mean, guys? I don't know. If it's spelled
like,
wrong,
I think it's like the press said. It's the metal that's used on the bikes.
Oh,
I think it's an alloy metal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, excuse
so
me.
That's
guys.
Where the 4130 came from.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
We're getting it educated.
Man, who's Hector? Is he? He's a crazy goonie or what?
We asked that already.
Just last year, he had what is it? In a year, he did 5,000 miles.
Wow.
Oh man. Damn.
It's pretty cool because there's a few different apps out there that
tracks you
miles. So yeah. It gives you your info on your progress and all that, which is actually pretty good. And right now, the app I use, which is Relive, just sent me a message saying, "Congratulations, you reached 1,000 miles."
Oh wow!
So Alyssa and Eddie, what do you? I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna ask the president. Why do you guys do this?
He already said
for health reasons.
Just for health. Yeah. I mean, do you guys? Okay,
wait. It's not for shits and giggles.
Hold on. Hold the hell on. I'm not done yet. Jeez. Hey, look at it. I got my shirt on. Give me a little space here. See, guys. Listen, guys. This is what I go through every damn week. These two are jumping on me.
I feel you.
Yeah, shit. Now, wait. I was getting into it because they do good deeds too, though, right? I've heard you guys went and give out socks and stuff to the homeless and all this. Alyssa, just hold on a second. I know a lot of things you don't know. Okay? I've investigated and I've studied.
You've researched.
I've researched. And there's one thing. I'm gonna get you on a bike, Alyssa. Oh, and it's going to have the Comfy Buns logo on the back. It's a big one. Okay? That way you're safe. Yes, I don't want nobody staring at you or nothing. So you're going to look good. But is it true, you guys, you do stuff like that? You go to places and give out stuff to the homeless and all that good stuff?
Yes, most definitely we do.
Okay, see, Alyssa, that's what I was trying to get into. I know they do it probably. Well, when you got into it, were you getting into it to be healthier, or was it just something fun to do?
I just needed to stop being lazy. But as I started, you know, it's kind of an outlet for me, at least for my PTSD. Instead of getting angry at, you know, getting angry at the world, I just let it out on the pedals, you know.
Damn it, Jim.
That's why I think, at least for me, the Goonies rides, most definitely I take out a lot of stress, because, like I said, they ride fast, so you definitely got to keep up.
Eddie, what is this? These Goonies must be pretty crazy, huh?
They must be pretty good.
That shouldn't be our first ride. The MT5 shouldn't ride with the Goonies first, though.
No. That is not a good first ride.
It's not a good first ride.
If you and Bob with the Goonies, meet that whole crew, man. It's just a good group of guys, man.
Really? They take care of you guys, everybody, all you guys take care of each other and everything. It's a good atmosphere type. You know,
yes, it is.
Everybody goes and has fun and all that good stuff.
I mean, I've ridden with them and I've gotten a flat tire, and, you know, those guys will stop and help you fix the flat and get you back on the road, man. And it's just a good group of guys, man. Well organized, and just they got a plan and they work the plan, man. So they're good.
That's a good idea, Alyssa, right? Like, if you're going, you know, sometimes there's problems going on, and, you know, like he said, the Prez, you get a flat. That's cool. They come help you out and stuff like that, because, you know, stuff happens, you know?
Yeah. No man left behind.
Got each other's back.
Yeah.
The 4130 guys, he comes out before the ride. He makes sure everybody hears what he's got to say. And he himself says that he stays behind to make sure that everybody gets back safely. And he does. He's always the last guy that shows up.
He's the caboose.
Yeah, he makes sure that, you know, everybody makes it back safe.
That's good. That's,
yeah.
So you say you have kids, right? Like, how young are the youngest kids? Are they, like, kids? Like, where you would worry about if they went on a long... Like, I'm talking not, like, teenagers. I'm younger kids. Do they go on these bike rides?
Well, the youngest I've seen was maybe, like, 7.
Oh,
but usually those rides are more family oriented, so it's a much slower pace. But I mean, you're still doing miles, that's for sure. And I give those little kids props, because they keep up, and sometimes you see them just having fun.
You know? Hey, Prez, I think if the M25 show, we're gonna get our little bike club going. Can you set us up to ride with the kids? That's more our style, probably. What do you think? We might be able to keep up. What do you think, Eddie?
I think that would work.
Hey, if we get outridden...
His banana seat and the flag on the banana seat.
You're damn right, I'll ride your banana seat. So what? Hey, if we get beat out by the kids, we got to retire right away, because that's not going to work.
You know, actually, Steve had texted me. He wanted to start riding bikes, but we never... Remember, Steve?
Yeah, but I just wanted to ride, like, on the trail. I'm not going to San Diego and shit like that. Come on.
We, you know, talking about trails, we get out in the riverbed, you know, do an easy, quick 10-mile ride, man, just to get the legs, you know, keep moving, you know, Saturday morning. You guys are more than welcome to come join us, man.
Yeah, do you guys put your bikes on bike racks and then ride?
Of course, yeah. Ride? Yeah, get to the location and we'll just meet up there. Okay.
Yeah, also, depends on location. I usually ride my bike to the spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so like if you guys are going to meet in San Diego, you ride out there and...
Oh, hell ride... no. Like that.
Well, last weekend, me and my buddy, Ivan, he's another fat, so we were down in San Diego. We did the SC 3-year anniversary down in San Diego. It was a beautiful ride, man. And there was probably a little over 2,000 riders, man.
Wow.
Just took up the whole street, man. Main street and everything, man. It was a lot of fun, man. It's a beautiful city down there. I mean, those people, there are bike clubs down there in San Diego. I mean, they're friendly and they're really welcoming to all the other bike clubs. I mean, you have people from Arizona, from Utah, Yuma. I mean, just everywhere, man.
Nice.
It just showed up, man.
Okay, there's two of you here today, but there's four of you all together in the Fatsos, right? Five. Is there four? Oh, there's five. Okay, so where are the other three?
Working, Steve.
Oh, no, hold on, Eddie. Hold on, Eddie. Here we go. Don't jump on Steve's ass right now. Are they busy or they just didn't want to come on? Because some people don't like coming on because they're a little, you know, I don't want to say stage fright, but they just not their thing to be on video.
Bones, did you talk to the rest of the guys?
No. Well, I mean, Ivan just didn't want to come on.
They weren't invited. Ivan. I'm just kidding.
Oh, they weren't invited.
I'm just kidding.
Our buddy Ed, I know he's always busy. I never got a hold of Roger. Roger's our other gentleman at the club and all.
So Roger, Ivan is missing, and who else?
Ed.
Roger, Ivan and Ed, if you're watching, hello. Wish you were here. You should have came on just to represent your club. I understand people get busy. It's all good. But maybe next time, if you all come back on, you can all come back together and you can see the whole crew together. But it's cool that the Prez and Bones is here to represent you all. Mm-hmm. And I know Bones personally. So he's a cool guy. And he's the one that told me about this bike thing. And I was like, what the hell is this? I never heard of it before. You know, I've heard of motorcycle bike crews, gangs or whatever. But I never heard of bicyclers getting together like you guys do. I've seen, like Alyssa said, people in the Speedo shorts and, you know, those guys that in the 10 speeds pretty much, right?
Your bike
with shirts, the helmets and shit. Yeah. But you guys are different than that, right? It's more like a bike club, right?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
It's okay, more relaxed.
I've never heard of that. So when you told me about it, it was interesting and I wanted to talk about it. So I wanted you guys to come. And then I know there's so many. I know we were tagging people when you guys are coming on the promo posts from the Goonies, the Clunkers. Some I can't even pronounce. But if you guys want to give shout outs to any of those crews, 4130.
Yeah, everybody. Roots Riders, they're out from San Diego. They just recently did a ride out from Huntington Beach down to San Diego.
Oh
my god. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what do you do after that? Do you sleep a long time or what do you okay, here's a do you ever cramp up during a ride? What do? You just fall down to the side until it's over?
I definitely cramped up when I did the Santa Barbara ride.
What'd you do?
Bring Ben Gay, Steve.
I mean, hey,
Ben.
No, you know when you get those ones like in the back of the calf or something, you got to just lay down until it's over. You can't do anything. Do you do that on the side of the road and just the people just watch you till it's over?
No, I just keep pedaling.
Through a cramp?
Yeah, why not?
Prez, have you ever got a cramp in the back of your calf? Or the back of your thigh? When you're sleeping or you're almost ready to wake up and you get it and you're like, oh, you're all stiff. You're trying to pull it out. How do you get that when you're riding something like that? Or it's not as severe? Man, nobody wants to answer that question.
I don't think you can hear you. I've
gotten cramps before, not riding a bike. But I've got it across right behind my cabin, and I'm on the floor mopping the floor with my back, you know?
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't go away for days. It wants to come back, man. But I've been, knock on wood, never gotten anything like that, a cramp while I'm riding.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just I think you cramp up more on a long distance ride.
Yeah.
But just definitely don't eat anything heavy, that's for sure. But do load up on carbs.
I thought you guys ride to eat.
Hey, ride to eat. Yeah, because all the calories that we just burned.
You burn all those calories.
Oh, you mean you eat afterwards. You eat after the ride, right? Yeah. Or do you eat beforehand?
We ride to
the
location to go
with. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Hey, I wouldn't recommend eating before the ride because there ain't no toilets around.
Oh, wow. That's right. What do you do if you got to do that? Just pull to the side of the wherever.
You better hope that whoever's leading doesn't get mad that you got.
What do they got? Are they got a watch and wipe or what? What are they gonna get mad for?
Does everybody on the glasses?
Does everybody have to stop? Like, say somebody has to go to the bathroom, right? Does everybody have to stop, or you just get left behind?
Oh, that honestly, that all depends. Because I mean, most of the rides, there's always a stop, one stop or two stops,
and that's when you got to go to the restroom and do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, that's when everybody takes advantage of using the restroom, getting snacks,
fluids.
You know,
what if you have IBS or something like that?
Oh,
wear a diaper.
Wear pants.
Diaper.
As you said, if you love it a lot, you're going to go, right? So I guess if you wrote a diaper, you just have to ride away from the group a little bit, right? Because it's on stink.
Yeah, you don't want to give the person behind you the what is it, that California Adventure ride?
No.
that experience and the different smells.
Oh, boy. You know
what? Oh, Soaring Over California. That's what the ride's called.
Hey, Prez, would you allow somebody in a group that had IBS but really wanted to ride and be a part of it?
Nope.
No way. Tell them to find another hobby, right? Exactly. That's cool.
That's funny.
I think it's a pretty cool thing that they get these bike. Is it called bike clubs or what is it called? What is the proper name to use?
There's really a proper name to it. I mean, I would consider it like a bike club, you know?
Bike club, or a crew. But however you look at it,
I say that. What was we were promoting it as bicycle crew, I think, because I was like, I don't even know if there's a real name, like an official name. I was just, that's what I see from a distance. So bike crew, it's cool.
That's interesting. I'll look into that.
Yeah, because it could have a name, right? It could be like, hey, we're bike. I don't know. What could it be called? I don't think it would be a gang because
BMXers.
BMXers. Would the Goonies know?
There's a few tags on Instagram from different crews that they put BMX at the end or in the front of their names.
Oh, okay. I got you. Rudy Escobar says mustard packs for cramps while on the road. What the hell's a mustard pack? Like from Wiener Schnitzel?
Little pack, yeah. And you just eat it.
Really? Is that? Wait, is that true? Alyssa, are you just talking or is this real? Is mustard for cramps?
I mean, it sounds like it could be. Yeah, it could be. I know bananas are really good for cramps, but I don't know if you want to eat a banana before you ride. Water, you have to hydrate a lot.
I would think eat a block of cheese so you don't have to go poop.
No,
a block of cheese is going to make you fart.
No, but doesn't it clog you up a little bit?
Clog you?
No, but Rudy Escobar says mustard packs. I don't know if that's true, but. I don't know. Is he a Goonie or I don't even know who this is. Russ Rudy Escobar.
Rudy. Man, there's so many Rudies.
It says Los Fatsos. Woo. Happy 420. So he must know who you guys are.
Oh, but, okay. I know who it is. All right. What's up, Rudy?
Is it mustard? Does he like mustard or what? What is this Rudy? I'm totally Prez, do you know anything about this mustard stuff?
No, it's the first time I'm hearing about it.
Man,
stop at a Winter Schnitzel's and just pick up a bunch of the, you know, mustard.
Yeah, see, we're here at the M25 show. We're kind of crazy. So if we did something together, we'd be riding around with mustard packs. You know, just because we heard this, people on the bike trail be go, "What are you guys doing?" Well, somebody said you use them so you don't get cramps. It's probably just.
Oh, okay. So this is what it says. It says the condiment contains acid.
All right.
acidic acid vinegar, which prompts the body to produce more acetylcholine, whatever. Something that it just says that it's yellow mustard is the only kind of mustard documented to relieve nighttime leg cramps. So I guess it does work.
Oh. Mm. See, guys, look at it.
Carry a couple mustard packets with you.
There you go. I don't know. Do you guys like mustard or does it make you gag?
No, I love mustard, man.
I love mustard.
Okay, well, there you go. Take some mustard packs for a long ride just in case.
This is the healthiest condiment to
bottle use.
Bottle of mustard.
Just drink it. Instead of water, just drink the mustard.
Now, have you guys noticed a difference in your health, overall health, since you've been riding?
I've dropped weight.
Really?
I've dropped, I'm going to say about 30 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Still haven't reached my goals, though. Still got a lot more to go. But
slow and steady.
Yeah, I just kind of hit a wall right now, so I'm just kind of battling that now. I just think change the way I eat.
Okay. You
know, change that right there. I think it'll just all start coming together and all that. But yeah, 30 pounds, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had no neck. It was all just connected together.
Oh, wow. Looked
like wow.
Look like Shrek?
Yeah.
Good for you. Damn good it. For you.
Damn That's it. Good. Congratulations. Damn it, Jim. Congratulations. How about you, Bones? Have you noticed anything since you've been riding? Any kind of... I know you said you get a lot of...
PTSD.
What do we call it? Yeah, stress. Is stress involved in that or no?
In what?
Or is it anger? Or is it stress? Because you said instead of being angry at certain things and stuff like that, you'll go to a Goonies ride where you can knock it out and take your aggressions out on that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
is it more that, or is it stress, or just...
It's everything, you know? It's, you know, I mean, you deal with different things throughout the day. So whatever's on your mind, like, I got everything going through my mind. Fucking rent, the next payment to the car, work, you know, people at work, you know.
I hear you on that.
So, you know, you gotta have a different type of outlet. So, you know, I just ride. Like I said, I try to.
It helps you?
Yeah, most definitely. I just try to take as much anger as I can out on my legs, to be honest, because I think that's one thing I've noticed. My legs are a little bit stronger. I can definitely push a whole bunch of more miles than what I started at. That's for sure.
Very cool. Very cool. Alyssa, you got anything for the... It's me, Mellow Monday Rudy. Vaminos Bike Life. I don't know who that is. I guess people, you know.
Maybe that's his nickname.
Mellow Monday Rudy?
Yeah.
That's who Rudy Escobar is. He's on Vaminos Bike Life.
Does that mean he's leaving, or what does that mean?
So let's go.
Mellow Mondays. He
started a
ride on Mondays.
Okay. Is it Goonie? Or is it 41?
No, he's... Damn, to be honest, I don't even know.
Damn it, there's so many, huh?
Yeah.
We met him at the Cherry Tuesdays, no?
Yeah, he's mostly at the Cherry Tuesdays, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, Rudy, whatever your... What did we name these clubs? Bike club? What's your bike club, Rudy? I'm glad you guys came on the show. We can figure out what the proper name of these bike clubs are. I think bike club is pretty cool.
My question is, you guys say that you guys ride to a place to eat. Then when you ride back, how long do you have to wait before you get back on to ride back? I mean, do you sit for like a half hour? Do you sit for an hour? Because I don't want to ride when I'm full.
I think it's just, they were just being funny, Alyssa.
I think that was just our slogan. You know, we're trying to come
up with got it.
And I think one day it was like, well, we're just a bunch of fat asses, you know?
Yeah.
Nope. And like, why don't we just put like, we write to eat, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty catchy because we got that at the bottom of our jersey. Sometimes you're writing. And, you know, you get a lot of props for it, man. You know, just, hey, we write to eat too, you know?
Exactly.
So it's basically you ride to cancel out what you've eaten.
Well, how about this? You like to eat, so you're kind of throwing it. Well, I ride. I'm getting some exercise, but I like to eat. I'm not going to stop eating, so I'm doing both at the same. I'm doing both.
Yeah.
Nobody can stop eating.
I think that's a good slogan. I like that. I like that. I seen that little logo. You guys should get a picture because when we were doing promos for your guys is coming on the show, I had to actually take a picture of the sticker. I couldn't find a picture on the internet. If you guys have a solid picture, that would be awesome to do stuff. If you ever go on other shows, people can get that sticker and have it the right size. I just took a picture of it because I couldn't find it anywhere.
Hey, talk to the Prez. He's the Instagram.
Oh, he's the dude?
He's the dude.
He's the one that puts our logos together. And
damn it. Pete's Coffee? Oh, damn. I'm getting a flashback here. Pete's Coffee, is that where you do your side gig?
Yeah, I work in their sales department. Yes, I do.
Oh, nice. Wow. All right. Alyssa, you like coffee, don't you?
I love coffee.
Do you like Pete's Coffee?
It's good coffee, too.
The Pete's Coffee. That thing would just get my heart just like,
Right here. I got my coffee right here.
I feel paranoid right now. Man, I feel like I have to watch, man.
Do you guys drink coffee when you ride?
I drink coffee.
Or is that too much for the heart?
No.
I'm just curious. I don't know. That would be like your heart going really fast. Is that like a Goonie drink? You drink coffee?
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea to drink some coffee, man. You know, just get elevated, just go right with the good, man.
Is that healthy though to drink coffee to when you're gonna do a lot of exertion like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I could see like if you're gonna go to work like a regular job, drink coffee, you know, to get you through. You know, you can move fast, but like if you're like gonna go weightlifting or riding 100 miles, I wonder if that's would that be okay.
You know what, on my next ride I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna drink a cold brew.
Man, hey, don't blame us, all right guys, please. If anything happens, don't blame us. I'm just curious. Damn, it's gone.
Yeah, you made it.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm gonna go buy some Pete's Coffee. Oh, there he is. Okay. Eddie, you got another question for the guys before they get out of here?
So, like, if someone wanted to join your club or join a ride, would you guys be welcoming to that?
Of course.
Most definitely. Come out.
How does somebody get into the Los Fatsos gang? I mean, crew?
You have to.
Doesn't take a lot, man. Just, man. You got to have the right attitude. You can't be a douchebag, man. You can't be got to be a good, you know, just have a good, just got to be in the right state of mind, man. Just be cool, be good to others, you know, respect others too, man.
Just be a good person.
A positive attitude.
So like, say like somebody came up and go, hey, I want to be a part of Los Fatsos. How do I do it? You just say, be a good person? Or do you say, hey, okay, you got to get a bike. You got to get, you got to do certain things, you know? Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay. Well, I mean, I'm asking, how do you get in there? I can't just go, okay, I'm a Los Fatso now. And they're going to go, no, you're not. You can wear the shirt, but you're not part of our gang. Get the hell out of here.
Okay, me, Steve, we'll get a tandem bike. That way, if one of us gets tired, the other one keeps.
Oh, do they have one for like three people? Do they have bikes three people can pedal at the same time?
They have one.
The tandem bikes.
No, but seriously, Prez, are you still there? It looks like he's frozen. Is that his good? That must be his good side. No, but seriously, how does Bones, how does somebody get in your crew? Like, let's say Eddie goes, hey, I'd like to be part of your crew. And being part of your crew, you get this. Oh, damn. Oh, I guess he'll be back. You guys wear these jerseys, right? Your club jerseys, right?
Yeah.
So Alyssa, they actually have a how do you describe it? Like a hockey jersey or a baseball type jersey?
Cross jersey.
Yeah. It looks like a team jersey. It looks like a team jersey that they wear. They have their. It's not a T-shirt. It's a jersey. So, like, say Eddie wants to go, hey, I want to be part of you guys where I can have a jersey and be with you guys. Of course you could be a nice guy and a nice human, but is there any other?
Honestly, it's up to the person. I mean, it's kind of like car clubs, you know? It's either they like you, don't like you. Do you want to join with them, not join them? You know, you want to be a solo guy? You could be a solo guy.
Damn. You know? Alyssa, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, Rudy says that he's not in any bike crew, but he rides with everyone. Bike life is a great outlet for stress relief. And then Hector says crews and solo riders are welcome. So you don't necessarily have to be in a crew to bike with everybody.
Yep. You just show up with the bike.
Just follow everybody on Instagram. They put up, like I said, different ride outs. Okay. Like last night Wednesday was Goonies ride. Mm. They did 38 miles from San Fernando Valley down to downtown LA and back.
Wow.
Eddie, I don't know. Is that the one you want to join, Eddie?
Oh no, that's too much for me.
No, but I don't know why I'm stuck on this. I want to know how to join one of these crews with a name.
Just show up, like they said.
Just show up and
no, yeah. You're not. That doesn't mean you're part of them, though.
No, but I'm sure if you show up, then you get to know who the different crews are, and then you can just say, hey, you know, can I join your crew?
Oh, like that? Is that right, Bones?
I mean, you can. You just gotta talk to the right people, and they gotta feel you out. You know, like
because you guys are only five. Are you guys like one of the smallest groups?
So far that I've seen, yes.
So, like, let's say I was riding a bike, okay, and I go, okay, I like this kind of stuff, and I go to all your guys' rides that you guys are involved in, you guys, and I'm always tagging along with you all the time. Would that help me get in there, kind of like to show that, hey, I really want to be part of you guys?
Yeah,
there's an initiation.
There's an initiation.
What is that?
Hey,
you have to let them pee on you.
Yep.
Wait, hold on.
If you feel comfortable enough with riding with us.
Oh.
And, you know, so.
Okay, wait a minute. So there's a golden shower initiation? Come on. What who's that? Must be the Goonies. They don't mess around over there, huh? Ed Lovato says you have to let us pee on you. Is that true? Oh boy.
I don't know.
So is there an initiation? Not the pee, but is there an initiation where you say, okay, you gotta grab us food, you know, go get us while we gotta stop and you like go over there and grab us food. Yeah. Go get us food.
I think there's two Goonies. Right, there's the Savage Goonies and then there's the BMX Goonies. It's all the same people.
Okay.
But for the Savages, if it's your first time riding, you have to buy lunch.
Okay. For everybody?
Yes.
What if there's like 200 people? Damn it, Jim.
Bring about no too many. Problem, BMX Goonies don't get that many people.
Oh, okay. I thought they were a big crew, no?
No, they are a big crew. It's just...
So what if you're having... It's the bad time you go and there's like 300 of them.
Oh, then you're fucked.
You may not want to join that day, huh?
Dine and dash, Steve.
Dine and dash. Oh my gosh! Well, Eddie, what do you think about this bike?
I think it's cool. I think it's cool what they're doing. You know, they're staying healthy. They're having fun. And I'm sure they're seeing lots of places that probably wouldn't normally see when they're other than riding.
Yeah, and so, what do you think about this one? Would you join the group where they would have to pee on you, or would you? Well, just wear goggles, Eddie. You'll be all right. Just keep your mouth closed. Oh, it's okay if they piss on your back or what?
I wear waterproof pants or something.
What if they put you like in a little kid's pool and then you got 50 of the guys just fucking letting loose on you?
I'll be a solo rider.
You'll pass up all that. You'll go solo, huh? Oh my gosh. Well, Bones, I want to thank you for coming on. I don't know what happened to the press. Maybe coffee called. He had to get back.
And no, for sure. Hey, thank you for having me on. I'd like to give a shout out to all the crews.
Hold on a second. Let me blow you up here. Give a shout out to anybody you want, all the crews, or if you have time, or however you want to do it.
All right. Shout out to everybody. Those of you that tuned in, thank you so much. We all appreciate the support that you guys have shown us, especially on the ride outs. BMX Goonies, Los Perritos, SGV, BMX Hooligans, the Psycho Sundays, SoCal Clunkers, Roots Riders out in San Diego. Let me see, 4130, Cherry Tuesdays. Let me see, who else? Damn, there's a lot.
The bandits? A lot. Yeah, there's a lot of them, huh?
Los Fatsos. Yeah,
Los Fatsos. Oh, that's them, Eddie.
Los Fatsos.
Yeah, if, you know, we might, let me get us back here. Eddie, maybe I'll get them a shirt with our logo on it and theirs when they go riding, if they want to wear it. So they could, you know, we could show them support. I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling. I don't know about this peeing stuff. I don't want to be on the wrong side of that thing. Hey, I'm kinky, but I'm not that kinky. Alyssa, how come? Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay, Bones. I want to thank you for coming on. Oh, see? People talk about peeing, making people want to go pee now.
Yeah. The power of suggestion.
Right.
Yes. What was I going to say? Tell the Prez we said thank you for coming on. Tell your other members. Hopefully, if you guys come on again, all of you can come on so we can meet them. And
We'll probably try and get together. That way we're all together in the same spot.
Yeah. If you want to be together in the same spot, or, you know, you can do it separately, whatever you guys want to do. It's easy.
All right. Sounds good.
And hey, thanks for the shirt. Let me see if I can do this here. There we go. See, Alyssa, look at this.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. I got my own shirt.
Is the O a donut?
Oh, it's a bicycle sprocket.
Oh, it's a gear.
Yeah.
Got it. Nice.
Alyssa over there thinking about donuts.
Well,
hey, we'd be perfect for the gang. We'd be perfect for the Los Fatsos.
Have a donut in one hand and handlebars in the other.
Hey, we just like to have fun. And coffee, yeah.
Yes, and my coffee.
Oh, man, I can't imagine my heart going that fast riding 100 miles. Oh, I would. That'd be my first and last ride. Okay, Bones, thanks you for coming on the show. The show will be available on Facebook. The stream will be there forever, and on YouTube forever. You guys can share it, reshare it, do whatever you want with it. It'll always be there. So people who missed it, other bikers or whatever, they can check it out on YouTube and on Facebook. And on podcast. After the show's over, it'll be podcast on all the podcast platforms. So it'll be out there. Alrighty then.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, hey, enjoy the rest of your day.
Nice. Hey,
rest those legs, man. Damn it, Jim.
I need more miles.
We gotta get that stress out, huh? See, I get my stress out a different way. I look at beautiful pictures and I have my tissue. That's good enough for me. I can't do this.
Bounty.
That's right. What's that?
And you wipe away your tears with those tissues?
Yeah, I wipe away. They're not tears. All right, Bones. We'll talk to you later. You take care, and we'll see you soon.
All right.
All right.
Take care. Bye. Man, that's crazy. What do you, Alyssa? I don't know about all this.
I think it's kind of cool.
That's a lot of riding.
I mean, you got to start. Yeah. You got to start small. You can't just, you know, jump in there. Go do 30 miles.
Right.
Like the Goonies. Gotta, I don't know.
I don't even know if wanting to go 8 miles for the first time is a good idea.
8 miles is pretty far, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shit. I just go around the block. Last time, I used to ride a bike a lot. Like, I even used to ride to work at sometimes, but then I tried to get back on the bike like maybe 10 years later, and I went around the block and my knees were hurting. And I wasn't even riding fast. Is that just because my knees are not that good or what?
Just out of shape,
maybe. Yeah.
Out of shape. My knees were like hurting like they were.
Yeah, your knees are. Yeah, you got to get in shape.
Yeah.
Well, they were out. No, they were.
It's like working out. You go work out and you're sore the next day.
It wasn't sore. It was like pain. Like it was like, you know, when bones are rubbing together. not a sore, like I worked out pain. It was like something was wrong. Yeah. Wow. Go ahead, Alyssa.
I think this at Bones. He forgot to shout out the bike shops, Frank's Bike Shop in Downey and Whittier.
Oh, that's right. Eddie, you know that place.
I know where that's at.
Mm-hmm. Frank's Bike Shop in Whittier and in Downey.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can go there and they have these bikes that these crews ride.
They ride, or they can tune up your bike or
get parts.
So parts. Get parts. Repairs.
Get new inner tires. Tubes for your tires.
Alyssa, is there anyone out there in Orange County that you've heard of that name, Frank's Bike Shop? Or
no, the only bike shop I know is the one in Fullerton. I think it was just called Fullerton Bike Shop over there on Commonwealth and Lemon.
Is it still there?
In that area, I think so. Yeah.
Over by the was there a fire station over there? That's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like a Schwinn or something like that, or did they change the name?
No, I think it's always been Fullerton Bike Shop or something.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to Fullerton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a bike, Alyssa?
No. I want one. I've always wanted one. Like, I want to get one, but then, like, I wanted a beach cruiser, but those are so hard to ride, like, long distance, because there's no gears and they're heavy and they're, you know, like, leisure bike riding, but not for long distance.
So, if you were really a long distance rider, what kind of bike would you buy?
Probably a mountain bike.
Because it has the gears?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Electric.
Oh, you know, we should have asked him, because there's some that you could ride, right? And then when you get tired, you flip on electric?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And not a moped, Alyssa. I'm talking a bicycle.
Like they have bike, and they have the big, thick tires.
Oh, yeah, I like them thick, Eddie. That's what I like. Oh, is that what those are? Those big old fat tires?
Yes.
I see some kids riding on these bikes and those tires are, they're fat.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, those things are, they look kind of weird. They're like, the tires are huge.
Yeah.
I
wonder if you have to be a certain age to ride them. Because I remember as a kid, like you had to be like at a certain age to ride a moped.
It's a machine now.
Yeah,
I think those fat tires like, for dirt too, Steve. I think they're for like dirt,
so off roading and stuff. Yeah,
rough riding.
Do they even make mopeds anymore?
I think so.
Do they look more? Because I think of the mopeds from back in the 80s. I do. Are they like? If I saw one, would I know what it is? Or are they more upgraded so much that they look different than those ones?
I don't even know if they have mopeds anymore. I know they have like scooters, like a Vespa. Scooters,
yeah. Maybe they don't.
Just fully. Mopeds anymore. Yeah, I don't think I haven't really seen one with
pedals anymore. Maybe the electric bikes took over the mopeds.
Might have to go to a third world country to get a moped.
Or a thrift shop and get lucky.
Yeah, their shop.
Or where they sell a yard sale or something. Or
swap meet.
Swap meet, yeah.
Maybe the bike swap meet has them.
Oh, you know who probably have them? eBay. They have everything on eBay.
Yeah.
You've ever typed in something you're looking for that you wouldn't think, and it's there.
Yeah.
It's weird. You could type in
I haven't shopped on eBay in a long time.
I'm looking for a piece of wood. It'll be on there.
Yeah,
or something weird. It's like they sell anything.
My thing is, if it's not on Amazon, it's not It doesn't exist.
Amazon or eBay?
Amazon. I haven't done eBay in a long time.
Amazon. Are you an Amazon shopper?
Yes, I am.
Alyssa?
Oh, every day almost.
Okay, I got a question for you. This is off the bicycle topic, but you know when people in their cars and they put that thing on the to cover the dashboard, like from the sun, as a blinder or shield or what is those called? Window shield?
Oh, the sun visor.
Sun visor.
Yeah. Are they all the same size or? I'm curious.
Usually they have some for cars, like a car size, and then they have like a truck size. Mine is made for my car because I bought it at the dealership.
Okay.
And so it's cut out the shape of my windshield.
Okay, gotcha.
So you can go that way, or you can just buy a regular. You know, they have standard sizes.
So small, when you car open, and large. When you open it, uh-huh. It just lay. Does it lay on the dash, or does it stand
it
up?
It goes in between the windshield and the dash in that little crevice right there, and then you put your sun visors down to hold it in place.
Oh, the sun visors. That's mm-hmm. what holds them. I didn't know that.
What?
Eddie, you know this?
Yes, of course I know this.
I didn't know. I've never used I never used one.
No. Well, is your dashboard all cracked?
No.
No?
No, like, no, it's not all cracked.
In the garage?
Well, I have one in the garage that I have ones in the garage, but the one I drive all the time. No, I don't. It's put in the sun, but I always, not always, but I put the that Armor All Protectant on it.
I think they even have a visor where you can attach to your inside somehow, and then it slides, so you don't have to take it off every time. You
kind of like a mini blind kind of thing.
Kind of.
And it probably has a suction thing on the other side.
And then it locks into the other one. I think I've seen those online.
And the other ones, the ones that crinkle up like a accordion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay, so when you take it down to drive, where do you put it? Like in the back seat, or what the hell do you do with it?
Mine rolls.
Mine rolls with Velcro, and I just put it in the. Well, because no one ever sits in my car with me, I'm usually it's just me. I just put it on the passenger, lean it in like where the floor is.
There's some that just fold up. You can just fold them.
Yeah.
Alyssa, you're gonna have to help me buy one, okay? Because I need to buy one. So you can help me shop on is it Amazon? Well, can I get one there, or do I have to go to a car shop?
You can buy one.
You can go to one at Walmart. You can get one at anywhere.
99-cent store.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want one that's going to be nice. Oh, come on, guys.
Mine is because, you know, they have so many different ones. They have some that are the kind you twist and they, you know how you twist and they fold it? Mm-hmm. And then they pop open? They have those. They have cardboard accordion ones. They have, mine is actually like the part that goes on the outside that faces the sun is like a, kind of looks like foil.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good one?
I don't know. It's reflective, I guess.
Lots of sun. It's supposed to reflect the sun off here.
So that's what I need then? Is that what I need, guys? I need one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need one, Alyssa.
They have all kinds.
So when
they have some that you can do like a picture. If you want to get a Kansas City one, you can get a Kansas City one.
Mm-hmm. No, I like the tin foil looking one.
Yeah.
So I go to the, I go to the Walmart or 99-cent store. Can I get one that's a little bit more decenter?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Shop,
is that a word?
You can get one.
You go to AutoZone or
Ryder. I'm sure they have custom ones for your car too, where you can buy it if you wanted something.
Really? I didn't know that.
I'm sure they do.
I'm just asking you guys for help. That's all.
Yeah.
Can I ever?
Custom because I don't even know why I bought it because I was at the car dealer getting my car serviced and I saw it and I was like, oh, and they're like, yeah, we have different ones for different Volkswagens. You know, what kind of car do you have? And I told them what kind of car I had. And they're like, oh, this one would be for yours. You know, okay. And I'm like, oh, nice. And it fits, it's cut and it fits right. It has a little thing like this that goes right where my mirror is. So it fits just perfect.
So you would have to go to where you bought your car and say, hey, I'd like a dash protector for this type of car.
Yeah, but I don't know if every dealer has it, you know, I don't know if it was just a Volkswagen thing. I don't, you know, I'm sure you can probably ask.
Alyssa, I'm dearly asking for your help. I've never asked nobody for help, but I'm dearly asking, and you guys are giving me the runaround.
I would just go to Walmart. I mean, Walmart has decent ones.
Alyssa, why are you sending me to Walmart? Why are you sending me to Walmart?
It depends on what you want, Steve. If you want a nice one,
I don't want a dollar one. I want something that'll be nice and last. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the dollar ones will last forever. I don't know.
But... You can go to AutoZone. AutoZone has them.
Yeah, AutoZone has them.
Just depends on what you want. You want a one that says Kansas City. You want one that
just
says...
a regular, just something to protect the dashboard. That's it.
You can pretty much find them anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys, for your help. Yeah, I thought maybe you'd say, hey, Steve, I'm going to send you some links. I'll help you out. You just said go to Walmart, go to 99 cent. All right. Thanks, guys.
Everybody sells them.
What do you guys have?
I don't have it anymore, but I used to have one of those with the looks like foil in the front. And then.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't have it no more. I think I lost it. I think I threw it away on accident. I didn't lose it.
How the hell you
use
that?
Jerry says go to the Santa Fe swap meet.
Yeah.
And they probably have a custom one there too.
I just want a regular, like you said, that aluminum looking one. That looks like a normal one that a lot of people use, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go for that. I can get that at Alyssa is recommending Walmart or 99 cent store. What do you say, Eddie? Or AutoZone?
AutoZone.
Okay.
Or you can get one on Amazon. Next day, if you don't mind waiting a day.
Do you think it would be so basically they have some that are what do you call it, they're all the same fit most cars
cars, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure they have custom ones for your car, only for your car.
Don't you guys feel good that I'm asking for your guys' help?
You see? Mm-hmm.
Oh god, no, Alyssa, hold on, let me pull you up here. I can't see that far. What's the matter with you?
Oh, it's blurry because of my
thing. Oh lord, have mercy.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, let me take my glasses off. Lord.
Can you see there?
Oh, okay. Almost. Okay. What is that? A pink one?
Why is it? I don't know. No, it's not pink. I can send it to you.
You know what I'm going to do?
$10.99.
Maybe I'll get one with Alyssa's picture on it. She could keep the sun off my dashboard.
Yeah.
See, it's $10.99 and you can get it tomorrow.
And is it one of those foil ones?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Can you send me the link? Because I really want to get one. Thank you so much. I hate asking people for help, but I thought you guys would feel honored that I ask you guys, because I never do stuff like that, Eddie, you know?
Yep. No, but
So Alyssa uses one. Eddie, do you use one?
I used to, like I said, I don't know what I did with it. I think I emptied my, you know, I emptied my car and then like maybe just forgot about it. I don't know. Mm. Okay. But yeah, I used to use one.
Yeah, I agreed with Alyssa. That'd be kind of hard to lose, Eddie. That's big. It's kind of big, isn't it?
It's kind of big, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. I'm going to order this today.
All right, Alyssa,
I'm going to message you after the show and tell you why, okay? I don't want to talk about it on here, but I'll tell you why after the show.
All right. Well, I sent you the link. Hopefully you got
Thank you so much. Oh, God. Thank you so much. I feel together with you all now. Okay. Hey, have you guys ever been to the grocery store? And let me finish. Yes, we've all been to the grocery store, but you know, the restrooms, they have this keypad now you got to punch to get into the restroom, right? I don't know if you guys have witnessed this. And listen, have you ever went to the bathroom at a grocery store?
I'm trying to think.
Just to wash up.
I put in a code.
Okay, Eddie. Oh, I know you have, right?
Yes, I have.
So, most of them today now they have these codes. So when you go in and close the door and lock it, you're the only one in there,
mm-hmm.
right? It's no more of this. You just walk in and there's stalls.
Right.
I don't know. Now they have the you put a code in and you walk in, and when you close it, you push a button and it locks it, right?
Right.
And you're the only one in there. The only one. You got the toilet to yourself. If you're a guy, you big got the toilet. Room, you're yeah. The, yeah, it's a big old room. Now, okay, here's the thing. Sometimes people forget to lock it. And then you come in and you want to go to the bathroom. You open the door and they're either sitting on the toilet right there. There's no stalls or nothing. So
yeah, there's no way for them to hold the door because there's the toilet so far away from the door. They can't like just push the door shut.
No, it's exactly the toilet's far away. But right. You open the door, you can see them in all their glory. So, yeah. I mean, how do you forget? I know if I go to the bathroom in a place like this, I'm making sure that thing's locked.
Right.
I'm double checking. I'm pushing that button. I'm opening it again, closing it, pushing it, you know, making sure it's locked. Because I don't want somebody to walk in and see me naked. I mean, you know, you're sitting on the toilet, so you're basically naked, especially if you're up, standing up. Imagine you standing up before you pull your pants up and you get a sight of that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're wiping. Can you imagine?
No. No, I got to say that. That I witnessed that. I walked in and it happened twice. One guy was straight on the toilet.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, oh, man. All you could do is go, oh, shit. You know, then you close the door.
That's what I'm doing.
Exactly. And then a second time, it happened again, but the person would just, I guess they were pulling their pants up, and I'm like, oh man, I don't know if this is a good idea or what to do. It's nice to have the whole place to yourself.
Yeah.
But if you forget to lock the door,
you don't have that second barrier.
That's right. Like Alyssa said, that toilet is way in the back. There's nothing you can do.
Maybe you need a telescopic pole to take with you so you can push, go like this to the door.
Could you imagine, Alyssa? If somebody walked, could you imagine this if it was a bathroom for, oh, it is for both sexes.
Yeah.
Okay, so say, yes.
Maybe you need to carry a doorstop with you.
Why don't you just lock the door?
What if it doesn't lock?
It has a lock. How could you not forget to lock the door? You're going to be taking your pants off, sitting on the toilet, Eddie.
Sometimes maybe that person has to go really bad, and then they think the door locks automatically. I don't know.
I know I'm not going to think anything. Eddie, are you okay with taking your pants off in a big room like that with one toilet? And then just, you got to...
On myself, yes.
Well, I don't know. You got to know it locks. Okay, when you close the door, the first thing you do, you look and see if it's got a latch, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't just walk in and let it shut. Especially when you walk in and you see this big room with one toilet in there. You think, holy mackerel.
Somebody's away from the door.
Yeah, even if it's no lock and people can walk in and go use the bathroom, there's no stalls, there's nothing covering the toilet. Don't you think, oh man, I don't know if I want to sit on the toilet with people walking in. Yeah. Would you do that if you had to go bad enough and people just walked in freely to use the pisser and you're sitting on the toilet? Are you okay with that? No. With no stalls, no stall blocking or nothing?
No, it'd be uncomfortable. Not unless it was like my girlfriend or my significant other.
But we're talking at a grocery store, at a retail store.
That'd be uncomfortable. I would.
Yeah.
Alyssa, that'd be like, you know, because nowadays they do this lock so men and women can go
right
in the same bathroom. So there's that keypad. So that'd be like if you're sitting on the toilet, Alyssa, and you forget, and some dude goes in, he opens the door, he's like, oh, excuse me. And he starts to close the door, and then he takes one more peek. I mean, you know, you can't do nothing. You know, you're not going to get up and go close the door because you're already doing your thing.
Yeah.
I did that. I walked in. I told you how I walked in on a girl at church of all places. It's one of those bathrooms where, you know, for female and male. I opened the door and just there's girls sitting in there. She's, oh my God.
What did you say?
I said, I'm sorry.
Full on conversation. Oh my gosh.
Well, now that you have your pants down.
Damn, in church even, huh, Eddie? Oh no.
In church of all places.
Alyssa, you want to read Rudy Escobar's note here about bikes?
Get your bikes and go outside. Once you go to a ride out, you will be hooked. Thanks, fellas. Have a great day. Happy 420.
420. Speaking of 420, do you guys smoke weed or anything?
No.
Okay, about your shit. Just asking. do you guys eat the edibles? You know what? I haven't in a long time. I would, but I just haven't. But I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind doing it, like, just relaxing.
And yeah, I used to eat the edibles for my migraines, but I don't have them anymore. So I don't. It's been years.
Did it get you high like a smoking a joint?
No, it just like put me to sleep.
I just also, have a beer. I just have a beer.
Well, but the edibles didn't give you that high feeling, like to have a little good time for a little bit and then go to sleep. No,
the euphoria.
No.
So it's just for pain reliever.
Yeah.
It's for medicinal purposes, Steve.
Yeah, medicinal.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
See Alberto joined us.
Unbelievable.
Oh, look at who's here. Alberto's here. Oh, man. I don't even know what's going on anymore. But, hey, it is what it is. And like I said, I didn't even think Alyssa was coming today.
Yes, and you forgot about me. Alberto, see what happens?
I'm going to have to read what I even told Alyssa, I go, look at, see, I remembered. And she put, you know, like a, yeah, you did. You're going to have to, you know what? Why don't you pull that up and read what I sent you? And Eddie, you be the judge. If you would take what I said to Alyssa. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I read it wrong. What? I'm at work when you're texting me.
Well, here we go with the excuses.
So I get a, hey, you're off tomorrow, right? From doing the show. And what I read was, hey, you're off tomorrow, right? You're doing the show. And I said, yes. He goes, okay, got it. I remembered. And I put, woo, woo. And then I texted you this morning. You forgot about me.
Eddie, what do you get from this? I like how she throws in, this is what I read, though, even though this is what it said.
I think it's an error, just a mistake. She just read it.
Yeah, Alyssa, you know, I would have sent you, I thought, okay, because I was counting the weeks on the calendar, because that's what I do, to have to deal with Alyssa, we've got to be precise with her.
I'll be here so next week, too.
Okay, so I was like, okay, I'm going to get this right this time, because I always go, hey, are you coming on this week? Because, you know, no, I told you. She snaps at me. It's like, shit, okay, I got you. So I go, this time I'm going to be prepared when I text her. So I was counting the weeks on the month. I was like, okay, I got it this time. I go, listen, you're going to be off this week, right? I know, you know. She's like, yeah, and I'm all,
and I thought, when I read it, I automatically assumed you're going to be off work, is what I thought.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're going to be off work. You're doing the show.
All right.
Yeah, because last week he told me, oh, this is going to be back next week. So you see, and Alberto T was going to be back. So I thought we're going to have a full crew. But
we were going to have a reunion.
Yeah,
I do have something before we get out of here. That guest that I told you we were gonna have,
the cookie girl,
Colette's Cookies. It's the woman with Down syndrome that.
Oh yes.
She owns her. Okay, well, this is how it's gonna work. It's not gonna be live. It's gonna be us with her on a Zoom. Now, we don't use Zoom, but I have it hooked up here, and I'm gonna send everybody, you guys, the link.
We should do a trial run before we.
Yeah, because that's the only thing she does. So if we don't do that, that's the only kind of interviews she'll do. Huh?
When?
May 4th.
It's gonna be on May 4th.
I just said that day. Oh, it's the 4th, remember?
Oh yeah,
every fourth I have to work.
We need to do every a trial run.
Okay, well,
because you know things happen. Sometimes things go wrong.
Yeah.
We've never done this. So yeah, what I was gonna do is we're gonna do it, and then I was gonna record it, and then I'll upload it to YouTube, and then we'll share it that way. Like, it's not gonna be a live show; it'll be a recorded show.
Mm.
So people that are listening, Colette DeVito is a woman with Down syndrome. She had trouble getting a job. People wouldn't hire her because she had Down syndrome and stuff like that. And, you know, then she said people made fun of her and stuff like that. So she started making cookies and selling them. She just out of her own place or whatever. And people started buying them. So she got so much business, she had to hire people to work for her. Mm. So then she opened a place where it turned into a business, and now she's a millionaire.
Good for her.
Nice.
I mean, she's got a successful business now, people working under her, and I thought it was a good story. So she was cool enough to come on, so, but only on Zoom. Okay. She's very, very straightforward. I even said, hey, if you want your sister or your mom to come on with you, that's cool. And I think she took it as she couldn't handle it. She's like, no, I know how to do it. I'll be there. Don't worry about it. And I was like, okay. So I didn't mean it that way, but
yeah.
I liked that she was like that, going, no, I don't need anybody to come with me. Right. I got it. So
business woman.
Yeah. I don't know if I could switch it around again, Alyssa. I'll try and see if she goes for it.
I mean, it's okay. It's just it's rents. That's why. Remember the fourth? I have to work on every fourth.
Every fourth?
Every fourth of the month, yeah. Regardless if it's a Friday, a Monday, a Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Okay. Alyssa, you know you have all leeway on this show. You know that, right? we give you everything that you need because we like you so much.
Thank you.
But let me see here. After that, we have, remember Susan Eddie?
Susan.
Remember our friend Susan? She went to that when we had Will eating all those hot dogs.
Huh? The underwear girl.
Yes, the underwear girl.
Yes, I remember her.
Hey, listen, you heard this story, right? She Susan was going to give me a pair of underwear, and she gave them to Eddie to give to me.
Oh, yes. And
Eddie kept them a few days before he gave them to me. Well, she's coming on the May 11th. And next week we have Kitty and Tatiana. They have a cooking show now.
Oh.
Tatiana is with a girl named Kitty, and they do a cooking show, a live stream cooking show. And I thought that was pretty cool. So they're going to be on Florida next week. Tatiana and a girl named Kitty, huh?
Florida, Tatiana, the one that's
on. Yes, Florida.
Okay. The Tokyo-ish.
Yeah, she actually is. I don't know how they got it started. We'll find out next week. But she's with some other girl. And they cook and they make dishes and stuff like that. And I thought that was interesting. So, you know, I figured, hey, why don't you guys come on and talk about your show?
What are they going to cook for us?
I don't know. Well, have to wait, Eddie. I don't know. Do you want me to ask them to cook something up and have it ready, kind of?
Do it like a Rachel Ray on them.
I did ask them if they can do that, but they said it might take kind of long. They wanted to talk about what they do more than cooking.
Oh, I get it.
Like
I get it.
Cooking a dish. So I said, okay, whatever you guys want. And then on May 18th, we have Denise Mitchell coming on. She's a realtor in Orange County.
Hmm.
So she is actually the sister of Devin from Dogs from Devin. Dogs by Devin. The one we had on from Missouri. So she sells houses in the Orange County area, Fullerton, Brea, Placencia, Yoblinda, etc., etc. So that's the lineup we got till May 18th. Okay, let's get out of here. Alyssa, you want to tell everybody who to thank? Los Fatsos and those peoples?
Oh, Los Fatsos. Let me see. Hold on. There was a whole bunch.
The Goonies.
The Goonies. The 4130.
Who else was that? The Clunkers.
Was the Mustang Packs one, or was that a typo?
I think it's supposed to be Mustard Packs.
Mustard Packs.
We'd like to thank the Mustard Packs too.
Yeah.
Rudy Escobar, was he the Lone Rider? Was he the Lone Wolf?
Mellow Monday Rudy.
Okay.
Hector Luzania. And then of course, you know, those Fatsos, the Goonies, 4130. I forgot who else he mentioned. Frank's Bike Shop over in Downey and Whittier. And of course, our sponsor, Natural Wonders.
I actually bought a bike from, bought two bikes from Bike's Bike Shop, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You still got them?
My ex might have them. I don't know.
Oh,
God. I don't know.
I thought if you had two, you get to keep one and you give one to her.
One was my daughter's and one was hers.
Okay. Well, maybe one day we'll get together and have a ride for, you know, show off our logo and go ride about a half mile and we'll get back home.
Met my ex.
Yeah. Eddie, you know, I really feel bad about all that. I'm sorry that happened. It's not like they didn't even get split down the middle. She just took it all, huh? Yeah. All right, guys, let me find our exit music. Okay, we'll be back next week, and everybody, Alyssa's gonna be back too.
Yep, I'll be here.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. Eddie will be here. Alberto, we don't know. He's up in limbo still.
He's a question mark.
He's a question mark. Where is our? Oh, there it is. Okay, guys. So, thank you everybody for tuning in. Make sure to go to our website, them25show.com, for all links for live shows and podcasts. and all information about our show. And with that, we will be back next week. Bye. See you guys.
See y'all.
Face stupid reality again.